Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
This is Tom Cloud with this week's midweek precious metals market update. As we tape this on Wednesday, the markets have fallen overnight in Asia and Europe after the strong ups on Friday and Tuesday. We're now seeing some of those gains being given back as tensions in Syria have eased, at least on paper. We certainly know that any strike by Obama and Russian involvement and Iranian involvement, especially if they go after Israel, we're going to see gold go up dramatically. But for today, in the midweek, we're seeing metals sell off as people feel there's not an imminent strike in sight. We're looking ahead the next 2 days to what's going to be coming out of the ECU as the central banks in Europe meet, and we'll hear with 47 banks in trouble over there. We're anxious to see what kind of news will come out of there. And, of course, if it's quantitative easing type news that they're willing to step in and print more money, then certainly that will bode well for the metals on Thursday and Friday. We also have economic data coming out that continues to lead us to believe there will not be any severe tapering when the Fed does meet in 2 weeks. So all that said, everything points to the next major event, barring war, as the debt ceiling, and that is getting a lot of play already as the Republicans are jockeying for position and talking about there's got to be tax cuts to equal the debt ceiling going up, the same gibberish we get every time. And certainly we all know they're not going to close the government down. They will raise the debt ceiling. If they raise it, the expected $1.5 to $2 trillion, and then they'll run it up to $19 trillion from the current $17 trillion that we're bumping up against currently and actually have gone over, but creative bookkeeping has allowed them a few more weeks. So we just stay the ship. We're in the best time of the year for metals. The harvest season's coming in India, and even with extra tax this year, we're still seeing a lot of buying, a lot of gold being smuggled into India. We see the Japanese economy actually expanding faster than people thought it was with the new adjustment in figures. So everything is really set up to see much higher prices in gold and silver by the end of the year. Will volatility continue? Yes. We'll continue to see volatility. But we've got some banking crises out there. We've got derivative problems that are really going to come into play, in my opinion, as central banks continue. And I also think central banks will be buying everything we're hearing out of Europe. Our sources are telling us a lot of tonnage of gold is being shopped to see if it can be delivered quickly. So there are major buyers out there. And once again, just to remind our listeners, central banks have not sold any gold now since 2008. So they're buying, they're not selling. When they used to have to sell 400 tons a year, they're not selling any. They're just continuing to buy. So hopefully this will give you an idea. If anyone has any specific questions, they can call me at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. If you're not getting our email blast, you need to go to ftmdaily.com, hit the precious metals button, and sign up. It's a confidential list we don't share with anyone, and we send out two or three emails a week trying to keep you abreast of what's going on economically, as well as specials and buy and sell signals and other interesting information. So hopefully if you haven't signed up, you'll sign up for that. And lastly, if you've got money in IRAs and don't have part of it in precious metals, you probably need to consider a precious metals IRA, and I'll be happy to discuss that with you if you'll give me a call. And for those still holding rare coins, I continue with them only performing about 20% as well as gold bullion has the last 12 years, and we see that not getting any better. So it's a good time to get switched over to gold bullion while it's still down for the year. With this week's midweek precious metals market update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.